This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and Real Country 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on today. I wish you happiness and wellness. But first, tell me what hurts. What would you like to change about your body? Help is on the way for your aches and pains, for your inflammation. We've got something for your skin and muscles, too. We're going to talk to three experts today about three very unique wellness approaches to think about. Cryotherapy, that's extreme cold therapy. Alkalizing powdered greens, like a super-duper vitamin to get well from within. Supermodel Elle McPherson will tell us about that. And Dr. Jeffrey Dover, a dermatologist, is here. And he wants you to know about a high-frequency muscle stimulation, so if some of your parts are on the fritz, the other parts can still work out with a device that flexes your muscles for you. But we begin this February morning in the cold with Karen Burghart. Karen owns Cold Fit Cryotherapy in Beacon. I never heard about this until Karen emailed and really got me curious. So Karen, educate me, please.
Cryotherapy is a way to treat the body using very, very cold temperatures. Extremely cold temperatures.
Does it feel really? I know that's a ridiculous question.
It does.
It feels cold.
Exactly. So cryotherapy is basically putting ice on your body, you know, when you have an injury. That is cryotherapy. But this is cryotherapy at a new level. So cryotherapy is subjecting the body for only 3 minutes to approximately negative 240 to negative 250 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right. Who's in charge of the switch? That's what I want to know. Who's in charge of the timer?
I'm there.
Okay.
So I'm there. So one of the things about cryotherapy that's really interesting, the benefits of cryotherapy really almost discovered by accident. So back in 1978, Dr. Yamauchi in Japan was treating rheumatoid arthritis patients and not having a lot of luck. But he decided to try extreme cold as a way to reduce inflammation. Primarily, that was the goal. And not only did he find that his patients had tremendous results, but there were additional benefits too, which extrapolated into thinking, well, if it's just helping rheumatoid arthritis patients, I wonder what it could do with people with sciatica or MS or chronic pain, or even those who are athletes who want to have muscle recovery and increase circulation, or people with dermatitis, chronic dermatitis. And he found that it helped treat all of these issues. And, you know, it hasn't been around for very long. But it is extremely effective.
Okay, what does it look like? I'm going to come to you, and what do I have to take off my clothes? What's happening?
Yeah, you kind of sort of do.
All naked.
Almost. So keep your underwear on, keep your bra on if you're a lady. And you basically go into the chamber, which is a fairly small chamber, with your head out. We give you protective footwear, and we protect your hands, right? Not a lot of fat on your hands and feet, so we need to protect those parts of the body.
Okay, because the cold is targeting...
Negative 240 degrees. It's very, very cold.
And the fat insulates.
Yeah, so you know you have fat all over your body, but really not on your hands and feet, so we protect those. You're in the chamber for 3 minutes, slowly rotating around.
Oh, and is the floor rotating underneath?
No, you rotate yourself.
Really?
Yes. You kind of slowly turn from side to side, and it's only 3 minutes. It's not a lot of time because really, after 3 minutes, the body can't really handle it anymore. But it's a lot of people will say that it's tolerable because it's akin to sort of being in the desert, which is a dry heat. So your body can tolerate that a little bit better. So it's like a dry cold. And there is no place on earth where you can get to negative 240 degrees Fahrenheit. Doesn't exist. So your body never gets used to it. And the benefits are amazing. You're putting your body into a fight or flight response. So your body goes, oh my goodness, crisis, danger, send the blood to the core. So it sends, because you can live without an arm, but you can't live without your heart. Mm. So all the blood goes to your core, most of the blood. And the body goes through a process of removing toxins, lactic acid from the body because it says crisis. We must make sure we're healthy. Once you leave the chamber, this newly oxygenated blood flows back out to your limbs and concentrates on any areas where you have inflammation or pain or soreness, et cetera, and so forth. So that's how you get the benefit. You're basically tricking your brain.
Yeah, because you're putting your body in stress mode.
Yeah, stress mode.
The body says danger,
oh my God,
danger,
yes.
Warning, warning.
Yep.
And I would imagine, too, when it does that, the blood can gastric, goes into the core.
Yep.
And we create hormones to...
Yes, very good point. One of the hormones that's targeted is norepinephrine, which is your feel-good hormone. A lot of clients will say it feels like a runner's high. You're both rejuvenated and relaxed. It's a very interesting moment for the brain because you've survived a crisis.
Right.
You've survived a crisis. It's sort of, I always compare it to sort of like a roller coaster. You're frightened, but when you get off, you're like, woohoo, I did it.
Right.
It's the same sort of feeling. And this carries through, at least through the rest of the day, and usually into the second days where you actually feel even more of the benefit on the second day. And you sleep like a baby.
So how does this affect things like rheumatoid arthritis and other
Absolutely.
Diseases?
Excellent question. So what it does, it primarily for rheumatoid arthritis or people with sciatica or people with muscle or torn rotary cuffs, it reduces inflammation. Over 90% of the body's illnesses are exacerbated and impacted by inflammation. So by reducing inflammation, your body can perform more optimally. I always say as we age, cell turnover goes down. Metabolism goes down. We're just not like we were when we're 20, right? So we need to support the body in being able to behave more like it did when it was younger. And so any issue you have, whether it's just overall, you know, body aches or something quite specific, you will benefit from this treatment.
Is it true that you're 97 years old?
It is true. Going to be 98.
How often do you do it?
So I do it once a week. But depending, so I have different clients who do different things. So I have professional wrestlers. They come twice a week. I have people training for half marathons. They come twice a week because they need the recovery aspect.
We have professional wrestlers in the Hudson Valley.
We do. Yes, we do.
I didn't know this.
Yes, we do. And he's actually preparing for a big event coming up in April. And he actually wrestled on New Year's Day. And so he needed to prepare to be at his best. It's very intense training.
Well, I would think you'd see him before and after.
Yeah, he does. He likes to come after. We do. For athletes, we recommend coming after because you've kind of torn your body down
right.
through that extreme workout. And this, with this rejuvenated, oxygenated blood, is going to help your body like not be sore and feel a lot better. Mm-hmm. But you can do it before.
Right.
You certainly can.
So you do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And what changes have you seen in your own self?
Well, a lot. So the reason I actually started this business was because I used to be a professional ballet dancer.
Ah.
And I couldn't dance anymore. As you know, ballet is a very weird way of using your body, not natural, right? So my hips really hurt. I have arthritis in my left foot. Over 3 years ago, I couldn't go to ballet class anymore. I was just wrecked for days and days after. And a friend recommended cryotherapy. And I'm like, cryo, what a who, what? And so I went and I started going regularly and it changed my life. Changed my life. So I was able to get incredible mobility back. The pain in my right hip was gone. The pain in my left foot is gone. And not only was I able to go back to class, I started auditioning. Mm. I got cast and I just performed this past November in a show.
Wow.
So 100% game changer. And that is why I want to share how beneficial cryotherapy is because I think we all have things that we want to do.
Right.
Whether it's running or skiing or softball or whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to stop doing the things we love. And I think a lot of people would like to be able to participate at the highest level that they can. That's how I like to be. And so even I know I'm never going to be 25 again and perform at that level, but I'd still like to do as much as I can. And it allows me to do that. And I can't tell you how happy I am that I'm able to do it.
To do it for as well as you can for as long as you can. You know, it's funny. We just met minutes ago, literally walked up the stairs together.
Yeah.
But I was so interested in what you had to say because I always want to learn something new.
Sure.
If I had to guess, like if somebody said, guess what Karen did for a living? And if ballerina was a choice, I would pick it.
Ah, you're so sweet.
It's on you. You know, you just have this natural posture and elegance. It's
so
happy for you that
thank
you're
you.
Still dancing.
Yes.
Now, what does your doctor say about cryotherapy?
What doctors will say is there's not enough information. So it hasn't really been studied in depth. There haven't been a lot of clinical trials here in the U.S. You can go online and read lots of articles. And it's not really anecdotal. I mean, it's true what people are experiencing. But there hasn't been a lot of studies done about it. Most of it's been done in Japan, where it originated.
Right.
So we really go by what our clients are telling us. And what our clients are telling us is that they feel tremendously better. I've got sciatica clients who come in and can't touch the floor, and they come out 3 minutes later and they can. So I know that it's working. And one of the things about cryotherapy that I think people don't know is that the effects are cumulative. It's like going to the gym. You don't go to the gym once and you're in shape.
Right.
So your body starts to perform better over time, the more consistent you are. You can't go to the gym twice a year. Like you kind of have to be consistent.
Right.
And I always say it depends on the person. Maybe to feel great, you do Pilates and cryotherapy. Or maybe it's yoga and chiropractic. I don't know. Your body knows.
Your body knows.
And you just kind of figure out what you need.
So it is, above all other things, what I'm picking up, it is, it's an anti-inflammatory.
Mostly. And yes, and by doing that, and also by triggering these hormones in your brain and making you feel good, you get additional benefits. You burn 500 to 800 calories a session.
Excuse me?
Yes, ma'am. You do, because you're speeding up your metabolism. Your body's trying to stay warm so hard that you burn 500 to 800 calories a session. It takes about 5 hours for your body to burn that 500 to 800 calories, but it does.
So the calorie burning continues as you go on your day.
Exactly right.
Wow. Okay. Do people get in there and say, I'm freezing?
Yes. It is, I won't lie, it's cold, but it's a tolerable cold. I'm going to go back and tell you what I was saying before about, you know, sort of that oppressive heat, that humid, you're like, oh, I can't. But it's a dry heat. You're like, well, it's hot.
But I can
do
deal
it.
With it.
Yes, it's exactly that same feeling. And I think for a lot of people, imagining themselves standing in negative 240 degrees sounds like it's an impossible thing to overcome. Mm-hmm. But, you know, myself or a tech is in the room with you and we're talking to you and we're cheering you on. And it's surprising how, it's 3 minutes. It's surprising how well the body can tolerate it. After 3 minutes, there's no benefit after 3 minutes. So, and it could be dangerous after 3 minutes. It's too much after 3 minutes.
This isn't the same as wrapping your fat in cold, is it?
No.
Isn't that a practice as well, that people wrap up their fat and freeze it off?
Yes, there is a company that does do fat reduction with cold.
That's not what you do.
Mm-mm. And the nice thing about cryotherapy is it's a way for you to take care of your body, reduce pain and inflammation without taking pills.
Yeah.
Because I was taking 4 to 8 Advil a day.
Not good.
It's bad for your liver. Mm-hmm. It's just not good for you. So this is like a holistic way. This is like your body healing itself.
Right.
Without taking any drugs. And I think for most people, that's a preferable way to stay healthy and heal.
Aside from lack of pain, have you noticed any physical changes in your body?
The biggest physical change that I have noticed is joint mobility. So range of motion is increased. Once you reduce inflammation, you reduce all of that pain, your range of motion will increase. So for someone like a dancer or a wrestler or really any athlete, even somebody who's doing, you know, CrossFit, where you need increased range of motion, it's really going to help with that.
Mm-hmm. What about like if somebody has had frostbite in the past? I know that's a crazy
question. No, it's not at all. So frostbite occurs because there is water in the air. So one of the things you need to do when you go into the cryo chamber is not be wet. So don't be sweaty. Don't come right. You got a towel off. You can get a burn from being in the cryo chamber, but that's only if you have moisture on your skin.
Right.
Because there's no water in nitrogen. So it's pressurized nitrogen vapor. That's how we can get to that super low temperature. You just can't get there using anything else. So, but you're quite safe. I've never had an issue with any of my clients.
We're talking with Karen about cryotherapy. Where did you first have it done?
So we went down to a place in Greenwich, Connecticut to experience it the very first time. I didn't do very well my first time.
What happened?
I only lasted a minute.
And then?
I said, I have to get out. I have a very strong flight response. I was running away very quickly. And I think part of it was the unknown. It's such a foreign thing. It's worse than the polar plunge, right? That's cold, but this is really cold. And I think I wasn't prepared.
Mentally.
I also didn't have somebody sort of prep me. Sort of, this is what to expect. This is what's going to happen. You're going to experiencing these things. So I was like, I got to get out of here. And I got out. The second time I did much better and I lasted the 3 minutes. But I think it's also, once you do it once, you're like, okay, I know what this feels like. I know this is going to happen, and you're fine.
Okay. And you're by yourself in a room, in a tube.
With me.
With you.
I'm monitoring the machine.
Great.
At all times. You cannot be in the chamber without an attendant there, because the machine will beep at me saying, are you in the room? And I have to tell it I'm in the room. And it's not like you're locked in the chamber or anything. You know, you're in there. But if you feel uncomfortable, you say, you know what, I need to get out. I still have clients who can't get beyond 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But you are at the 2 minute mark, you are receiving the full benefit. So it's really up to the individual, and you're completely safe, and we take very good care of you.
Well, you sound like you really know your stuff. You sound passionate about it.
I am.
And I'm happy you're here in
Thank
the Hudson
you.
Valley. Where are you?
We are on Main Street in Beacon, New York. Yep. 473
Main Street. Mm-hmm. And for the locals, tell us, what is that next to across the street?
Sure. We are two doors down from Brothers Trattoria, which is a delicious Italian place, just across the street from Beacon Bath and Bubble.
Oh, wonderful. Yep. Okay.
A lot of people know where that lovely place is.
Yes, they do. All right. Anything else our listeners need to know?
You know, we're open 6 days a week. We would love to see anybody come in. We offer a special promotion for people who are new to cryotherapy, who might be a little bit nervous. And we offer a free consultation for all of the treatments we provide. Because it is so new and so foreign to people, we want people to feel super, super comfortable. So that's always complimentary.
All right. Talking to the moms, as I often am, talking to the moms, can kids do this? How old?
So we really recommend not under 16. Between 16 and 18, a parent or guardian has to be with the child. We really would prefer not under 16.
I'm going to ask another question.
Sure.
What about mental health? Does this improve mental health in any way?
So one of the things cryotherapy does is it does relieve stress, anxiety, and depression. It has been documented, not in a professional capacity or in any medical journal, but it has been shown to reduce anxiety and relieve depression. Not 100%, but it does help alleviate it. And that is, again, due to tapping that feel-good hormone that's just going to sort of elevate you and help you to feel better.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your website?
ColdFitCryotherapy.com.
That's Karen Burkhart, Cold Fit Cryotherapy. For rheumatoid arthritis and MS and athletes, and I am going to try it too with my honey, my husband the contractor. He's got aches and pains. I'll let you know how it goes. By the way, my 30-day cleanse was great. I found it went by very quickly because I know I told you I did it with my friend Patty. I lost a little over 6 pounds, but you know what I found? Great awareness. I'm actually still cleansing. I just folded the wine and the coffee back in. Just a little bit. But still, no dairy, no wheat, no processed foods. But eventually, somebody's going to bring in a pizza. And I just hope I have the willpower not to eat the whole thing. You know what I realized is I don't need dinner. I don't need meat, potatoes, vegetable every night. Now, sometimes, dinner is just a half a sweet potato. I keep baked sweet potatoes and brown rice in the fridge at all times. There's always something really healthy right within hand's reach. You know, for now. But what I loved about the cleanse, and I hope I will continue to do, is the powdered greens, a scoopful of these powdered greens into a smoothie, and I saw visible results right away in my skin and my nails. So that's what supermodel Elle McPherson and I have in common.
I've always been interested in wellness. You know, when I was modeling in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, I think we used to call it fitness. It was really only about diet and exercise. As I've matured, I realized there's so much more to being well than just food and exercise. As I was approaching 50, so 6 years ago, I found myself recognizing that I could no longer really rely on genetics, that I had to change things up for myself. And, you know, the routine that I had really wasn't working anymore. I went on a journey and I found this incredible nutritionist, Dr. Laubscher in London, and she put me on these transformative green alkalizing powders, proteins, and sleep tea. My life changed. And so much so that I decided I wanted to start a business to share this perspective with other people. And we've been in business for 6 years, cultivating quality, premium plant-based nutritional products, because I truly believe that beauty starts from within. You know, when I was younger, I used to think beauty and youth went hand in hand. Today, I realize it's actually beauty and wellness that go hand in hand. I think a lot of people are recognizing that today.
So you went on supplements with green alkalizing powders, and this was from a doctor in London, you said?
Yeah, so it's basically an evolution of the multivitamin. It has 40-plus ingredients, probiotics, prebiotics, vitamins, minerals, and they are combined and curated in such a way that they really work very, very well together to give maximum support to the mitochondria. If the body and the cells are working well, then the muscles work well, the digestive system works well, the circulatory system works well, the lymphatic system works well, the skin looks great, the hair looks great. So, you know, you've got to start with the building blocks on the inside, which I never really understood. I was always sort of addressing just the outside. You know, it's like the fourth pillar of beauty today, that, you know, what you put inside your body truly does affect how you look. Also, what you think and what you feel affects the way you look.
Okay, well, I haven't been on the cover of Sports Illustrated five times, so I don't know the first three pillars of beauty. You say this is the fourth pillar. What are the first three?
color cosmetics, skin products, and fragrance. They are traditionally considered the three pillars of beauty. I think ingestibles, that is nutrition, nutritional beauty, is the fourth pillar of beauty. And I think I'm loving the fact that people are looking inside for wellness. They're looking for non-invasive procedures, and they're looking to really look after themselves.
Okay, let me tell you, I'm in the middle of a 30-day cleanse. Actually, it's the end of a 30-day cleanse, and I'm using all the powders and the scoops and the blender. I have to tell you, the first thing I noticed, my cuticles, which are usually hard and sticking up and raw, they should have their own Instagram. They're so beautiful.
Well, that's when I first started on my alkalizing greens, the Super Elixir. The first thing I noticed was my nails, then my skin, then my hair. Then I started to lose weight. I had more vitality. I started to sleep better. And, you know, it was so all-encompassing in such a short period of time that I thought, you know, there must be other people that want to know about this. And that's why I started with my team, Wellco, so that we could deliver this message that really it starts on the inside.
All right. And Dr. Jeffrey Dover, sitting next to you or near you, what is your message, sir?
Well, I have to tell you, as a physician, it's wonderful to hear someone as intelligent as Elle talk about wellness and nutrition from a scientific basis. She actually walks the walk and talks to dog. Yes, she's beautiful, and yes, she has a gorgeous figure, but that doesn't just happen. You don't stay this slim and trim unless you eat well, exercise, and her plant-based diet, I think, helps a lot. And then she supplements it in a healthy manner. It's not just supplements and not eating.
No.
I'm with her here. I've watched what she's eating during the day, and she actually doesn't stay slim and trim just by eating whatever she wants. So I don't think anybody's suggesting, or else suggesting, eat whatever you want, but it's a nice supplement to her healthy living. Eat well, sleep, exercise, and then the supplement with the powders. What she did not mention yet was that she had an injury of her ankles a few months ago, and she couldn't exercise regularly, noticed that her core was actually weakening, which happens quite quickly when you don't do your regular activity.
Yeah, I do yoga, and I went on a journey to try to find the best possible solution to help support my core while my ankles and legs were not in action, so to speak. And I found this machine, the TruSculpt Flex, which actually Dr. Dover can talk to you about, but I was absolutely blown away by this.
So this is a high-frequency energy source, FDA approved. The studies show that if you treat the core or the quads or hamstrings or glutes in just 4 treatments in 2 weeks, you can increase strength and tone by 30%, something that otherwise would take you months and months in the gym.
Okay.
I'm not suggesting that you would not go to the gym or not exercise and not eat well.
It's a combination.
What a great supplement for someone who's trying to build core strength who has an injury, or just your average person who goes to the gym 3 times a week but wants to get more toned, or someone who doesn't go to the gym but wants to enjoy walking or biking or skiing or swimming or just activities of daily living with a stronger core and stronger muscles.
You're going to put high-frequency radio waves into my belly?
Well, it's actually high-frequency energy. It uses just direct current. It's something that's been used for about 40 years, but only recently brought to the States and made into a scientific delivery. It turns out the Russians and the East Germans were doing this in the 70s when they won all those gold medals at the Olympics. Those athletes got so strong because when they were not training, they were doing this muscle stimulation. So scientists in America finally figured this out
and
have built these technologies, which we're now studying at skincare physicians in Boston to show that we can increase functional strength of the core and of the thighs with these simple 4 treatments, 45 minutes, almost painless, a little uncomfortable, no side effects, no downtime, totally safe technology, FDA approved, as Elle mentioned, and we're very excited about it.
Okay, so you strap me up to something and you shoot these energy waves into my body and what, my muscles flex?
You actually stimulate the muscles, and so your muscles contract while you're lying there, so your muscles fibrillate. You actually feel your muscles stimulating, sort of like doing a crunch, but you're just lying there while the device does the crunch for you.
Okay.
I've done it myself. I did the 4 treatments. I got so excited I did 4 more, and now I can't wait to do my next set.
Fabulous. I'm excited for this. Elle, where do we go for more information about your stuff?
You go to wellco.com, wellleco.com.
Now, let me ask you a hard question. We have 20 seconds left. Does this mean you'll never do Botox or plastic surgery? Where are you on that?
I believe in a natural approach to wellness and beauty. I really think that it starts on the inside, and I think if you really look closely at my face, you can see that. I'm very happy with the approach that I have, and I think it's what works for me.
Okay, so Elle McPherson, Wellco, www.elleco.com. That's W-E-L-L-E-co.com. And that was our dermatologist, Dr. Jeffrey Dover, talking about muscle stimulation and a machine called the TruSculpt Flex. I guess you can see him in his office in Boston for that. The machine is huge. I also went on Amazon. Like, you can get the $45 version. Probably not as powerful, but you put these little babies right on your thighs or your abs and they'll flex your muscles. I don't know. Elle's Wellco Green Powder, it's like $135 for 30 days. So there, I did a little research for you. And by the way, your first trip to Karen's Cold Fit Cryotherapy in Beacon is $40, $65 after that. So there you go. Try something new. And please sign up for the Unlock Your Potential weekend, February 28th through March 1st at Merriandale Retreat Center in Ossining. Come, the sparklers are in. Get your ticket at kacey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co. We're going to have great sunset parties and experiences in sound healing, energy healing, kirtan, call and response, chanting, gratitude, origami. I only want to help you remember who you are. That's all. Our thought for the day is from Naval Ravikant, the angelist inventor who said, three things in life, your health, your mission, and the people you love. That's it. Shine on. You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and on Real Country's 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud and catch a show anytime at kacey.co. That's K-A-C-E-Y.co. Shine On.